Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it's time for our Born on the Bayou report, brought to you by, Cito. Cito, the one that for $199 a year gets you a membership that'll bring you fuel drops whenever you need it, tow-ins whenever you need it, jump starts for electric problems. Whatever you got a problem and you need to get back safely, you can count on Cito. They're like AAA on the water. They'll give you peace of mind and your loved ones waiting back at home. And it's all just one phone call away. Give Captain Chris a call, 504-301-4545, and a simple click to Cito.com. We're joined now by the deer slayer, Captain Mike Gallo. I turned a fishing guide into deer hunter. Tell us your story about your deer, Mike. I know you love to get out there. You don't get much time to do it, and you're pretty high percentage deer hunter.
Well, Don, I tell you, I guess you could say it's pretty close to guided hunting. A couple of guys I went to college with many years ago, they're very serious about deer hunting, and of course they like the trophies with the horns, and I prefer the sausage, the deer that make good sausage. Anyway, I hunt with them usually right after Christmas each year, and by that time they've been in the woods quite a bit, and they sort of know where the does are hanging out, and I'll certainly volunteer to go into one of those stands. And this year it worked for me. If you remember, last year I missed one. And I think it was the first deer I had missed in over 20 years, from the ones that I shot at anyway. And resighted my gun in. I think I bumped my scope some kind of way. It was off a little bit. And this year we saw quite a few. Waited for a decent-sized doe to come out. That was Wednesday evening, and was able to pull the trigger, made a nice clean kill, and shucks, by Thursday morning, she was already at double D, waiting to be processed.
What's your favorite sausage, the blend that you like they make?
I usually get smoked sausage with green onions, mm-hmm. And we use that throughout the year in a variety of ways, you know. And a lot of times we use it in red beans and rice. So very, very good products come from Double D.
You might want to try that brown sugar and pineapple. That's a really good one, too. And you got a chance to win a Browning White Gold Medallion 270 rifle with a 3x9 Leupold scope. How about that? Just for getting your process order in, that's a free entry into that. So good luck on that.
Yeah, hopefully so. That would be a nice addition to my my hunting weapons.
Your arsenal. Mike, you fishing today on New Year's Eve?
Not fishing today. I am glad to see the water temperatures slowly creeping up. When they get into the lower 50s, we should see a few more speckled trout being caught. Other than that, we're seeing the usual suspects. Had a decent run on redfish when the temperatures were really cold. But other than that, we're still seeing the freshwater catfish and the black drum and the sheephead being caught, mainly with shrimp on the bottom in some of the deeper holes throughout the Wrigley's area.
Mike, I'm getting an unconfirmed report texted in that someone who was hunting on the Point of Shane WMA last Saturday on the LaRose side saw a huge fish kill, specks, reds, and croaker that were dead and dying. Have you heard of any fish kills in your area?
I have not heard or seen any fish kills in our area as of yet.
Got it. Well, let's hope it stays that way. Mike, you got if we reminisce a little bit, a trip that really stood out in 2022 that you were on?
Well, actually, Don, I have two, and they're sort of opposite ends of the spectrum. I fished with our old friend Tofield Bourgeois' grandson early in the spring, And we caught some beautiful speckled trout right in Lake Pontchartrain at one of the bridges. So that was very gratifying for me. And then later in the year, the opposite end of the spectrum, from young anglers to more seasoned anglers, we had a very nice trip with our friend Dutch Prager in the middle of October, where he caught quite a few speckled trout, and I think he caught three or four redfish, which he loves to catch. So those were my two favorite trips. We've had a hard time getting Dutch out on the water with COVID and weather issues, but everything sort of fell into place for us in mid-October, and we were able to get him out there and have a very successful trip with our friend Dutch Prager.
I'm sure the old man of the marsh, Dutch, that probably was his favorite trip of the year, too, I'm sure. Mike, what any wishes or hopes looking at 2023? You had a good year, I'm sure, in 2022, and hopefully 2023 will be better. What could make it better for you?
You know, I'm okay with normal. I'm okay with average, you know, just, I guess, good weather, no hurricanes. That would be what I would hope for. No hurricanes.
And maybe no spillway opening needed?
If I have a choice, I'll take a spillway opening over a hurricane.
I'm with you on that one. Well, Mike, any more plans to get back in the deer stand, or are you getting ready to put the fishing pole back in your hand next week?
I harvested one, so I don't think I'll go back. Now, if one of my buddies, you know, wants to go and he's by himself, I'll certainly accompany them. If they feel like they need to thin the herd some more, I'm certainly up for the management aspect of taking another doe. Maybe I'll try that brown sugar and pineapple sausage by Double D if I do get another opportunity to go and I do get lucky enough to harvest one. But other than that, I'll just be working around the lodge, and when we have good days, we'll probably slip off and wet a line.
All right. They can find you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Your site and phone number, should somebody want to call you and find out about coming over to the Spots and Dots Lake House.
Very simple. You can find me at AAofLA.com. I'm also on social media at Angling Adventures of Louisiana on Facebook. And, phone number is 985-781-7811.
Very good. And, Mike, on behalf of the audience, thank you for all the information and tips and advice that you share each and every week all year long. We really appreciate it, and we'll be looking forward to 2023 with you.
Well, Don, we appreciate you, and it's an honor to be associated with such a good group of guys that share information to help the outdoorsmen.
All right, Mike, we'll see you in 2023, and tell Jacqueline hello, and we need to get a quail trip up next, too. We got that coming up probably.
I'm sure she's ready for that as well.
All right.
Y'all have a good one.
All right. Captain Mike Gallo on a New Year's Eve right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. We're back. More fishing reports, and we're going to run down that bad boy situation. We're looking for the baddest of the bad, and you, the audience, determine who it is. We're back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.